RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos, our unbelievable crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. For people watching the show on YouTube and Twitch right now, you got comments, you agree with stuff we're saying, disagree with stuff we're saying. Fire him in. Mike Brown will let me know. We'll shout you out on the air. More interactivity coming on this version of You Better You Bet than we had in the past iteration. We will be taking your submissions, taking your comments, etc. on YouTube and Twitch, on Twitter and Instagram as well. Speaking of Twitter and Instagram, you can follow me on both of those social media platforms at the Costos, THEKOSTOS, day number two here on Westwood One Sports. Great to be a part of this network, great to be in this new time slot, great to be informing and entertaining you, the listener, you, the viewer, in the world of sports. We'll talk about Nikola Jokic and his injury last night in just a moment, but you'll forgive me, I'm a little rattled at this moment right now, like in my actual real life. So I'll try and be brief here because we have a lot of sports we have to get to, but I think people will appreciate this. So my wife and I'll really say it's mostly me, are like a sucker for stray animals. I think a lot of people probably feel this way, right? Even if you don't take it to the level that we do, you have some empathy for like animals that live outside. And I'm not talking like raccoons. Like those sons of bitches can go piss off. I'm talking about like mostly cats. I don't know how many stray dogs there are, but you know, there's a ton of stray cats, obviously, everywhere. I was struck when we went to Italy and Greece, humble brag, on our honeymoon. There are the cats everywhere. Just period. Tons of stray cats. So at our house right now, we've been feeding a couple cats. It's winter. It's cold. We ordered them a house on Amazon that, like, we put in the back. And hopefully, I don't even know if they sleep in it, but, like, we got it for them. And now we have a problem. Because what was once two cats has now turned into like legitimately six or seven. And there's an orange cat. Looks like Garfield, like a tabby cat, right? And this orange cat is like, I would describe it as like a child who doesn't want to share. This cat is attacking other cats. I'm not saying it's malicious, but like it's probably hungry and wants to eat. And now in like the night, we will, and usually in the night, we're like listening to see if our daughter wakes up. Now we hear like cats screaming. Because they are fighting. My wife just texted me this picture. I want to show. We thought there was one orange cat. And for people watching the show right now, if you can see this, there are now two orange cats. Two orange cats. And I think they are both psychos. So now we have to make the decision. Are we done feeding the stray cats? Because now it's like the whole neighborhood's here. Like, secret's out. This is the house you want to be at. This is like the buffet. Like you're showing up at the Sizzler from back in the day. For all the cat food that we're putting out. I think we might. I'm not going to, but it's, I don't know if this is going to end well. I just wanted to, a little rattling right now, knowing that the cats are literally fighting in our backyard, which makes me think of, and I don't mean this to be a political comment, but Trump in the presidential debate with Kamala Harris saying they're eating the cats. The cats are fighting in my backyard. They are. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that, but just wanted to share that with you, our audience. A little glimpse into the life of Nick Kostos when I'm not watching sports or talking about sports with you, our listeners, and you, our viewers. Again, let us know on YouTube and Twitch. Do you agree with any of this? Eating the stray cats. What I should do? Hit me up on social media at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Okay. Sports. No news yet on star Nugget center Nikola Jokic. And in case you missed it, Jokic got hurt last night, and it happened during Monday Night Football, so like I wasn't watching the Nuggets game, the Nuggets Heat game. I had the Rams-Falcons game on the main TV, and that's where I was, like, my attention was focused on. Bets, fantasy, and look, like, it's an NFL primetime game in a week. I'm going to watch that over a random NBA game, and I love the NBA. But I'm going to be watching the NFL. And when I saw this cross my Twitter timeline last night, it, like, stopped me in my tracks. That Nikola Jokic goes down with a knee injury. He gets his legs get caught up with teammate Spencer Jones. Who? Spencer Jones. And Jokic immediately goes down holding his knee. Now, something to consider with Nikola Jokic is that he basically never misses games. The least amount of games he's played since, like, he's been Nikola Jokic is a very nice 69. That's the least. So it always feels like, for me at least, when I watch games, like Jokic goes down, takes a hard fall, he's going to get back up. He always does. And he didn't this time. And he like limps to the locker room with assistance. And it's like, whoa. This is one of those, and it's not apples to apples, but I was thinking about it. And I think the most apt sports comparison, and it's not apples to apples, it's like how I felt when Bernard Pollard tore Tom Brady's ACL week one of the 2008 NFL season, where like the indisputable best player is potentially out for the year. Now, Brady missed that whole season. We don't know if Jokic is going. He may miss no time. We don't know. But the fact that like it's in the range of outcomes, like we can't minimize this if indeed this is the case. And if you don't believe me that there's some potential severity to this injury, take a listen to Nuggets head coach David Adelman, who said this in his press conference after last night's game.
All I know is it's just a left knee injury. He has to go through the whole process of what it is. Watching it at halftime, it looked like his feet got tangled up with a teammate. And obviously, immediately he knew something was wrong. Hey, this is part of the NBA. Anybody that gets hurt in this game, it's kind of gut-wrenching, especially somebody as special as he is.
And he's the most special player. The most special player. Like Frank Sinatra would say, A number one, top of the hill. Top of the hill? King of the hill? Top of the list. Sorry. I can't be getting, as a Mediterranean from New York, I can't be getting Sinatra wrong. And then he throws in another A number one, which I always find funny. These little town blues. They're going to have the big city blues in Denver if Nikola Jokic is out. Let's be clear about this. Nikola Jokic is the best basketball player in the world. Not 1A, not 2. 1. This is not a debate. This is not like Jordan or LeBron. And there is no debate there. It's obviously Michael Jordan if you watch both guys play. There's no debate here. And I'm a Knicks fan telling you. Michael Jordan like ruined my childhood as a Knicks fan who grew up in the 90s. But yeah, he's the best player of all time. LeBron's great too. Jordan's better. There's no debate here. None. took me until show two on this new network to do a LeBron Jordan thing. It just came up organically. Jokic is the best player in the world. With apologies to SGA and any other contenders. Luka, doesn't matter. Wemby, it's Jokic. This season, Jokic is averaging 30 points per game, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, we don't know, again, if he's going to miss any time, sometime, or the whole year. Let's play it out with incomplete information. And when the information comes out, it will probably render a lot of this null and void. But you play the hand that you're dealt. If we were in the old time slot, we would probably have this information. We'd probably know it, but we don't right now at 11:09 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, December 30th, year of our Lord, 2025. If Nikola Jokic is out for the season, and I pray that that's not the case, even as someone who's invested in the Thunder to win the title, I don't want Jokic to miss the year. Like, he's the best player. It's way more fun. Way more fun to think about and talk about the NBA when the best players are playing. In any sport, you can say that. If he's done for the year, the Nuggets are done. That's easy enough, right? But Denver, I don't know if Denver can win anyway, but they certainly can't win without Jokic. And the Thunder, the Rockets, and the Spurs, who I think are the only other teams in the West that can win, I don't think the Lakers can win, would all be doing cartwheels. Yeah, not that they want someone to get hurt, but you take Denver out of the equation, it's a big, big, big deal. Okay, that's if he's out for the whole year. What if he's out for a month? Hyperextended knee. 2 months, 6 weeks, 2 weeks, somewhere in that range. I think the Nuggets can tread water for a little bit. I don't think they're going to be great, but they also won't be like the Bucks without Giannis. Like, they're not going to be that bad. Like, they still have Jamal Murray, who is maybe having the best season of his career. They have Jonas Valanciunas, who's a legitimate center, which they haven't had in the past behind Jokic. So again, like, they're not going to be great when you take away the best player in the world. But I don't think like they are like the worst team in the NBA or like a top, like bottom five team. I think they can at least tread water for a little bit if Jokic is out for 2 weeks, a month, 6 weeks, 2 months. I don't think it's a death knell for their season. Something else to consider. Let's say Jokic is out for 2 months, right? 6 weeks, whatever. Denver right now is not at the top of the Western Conference. They're not at the bottom either. They're currently, and we are early in the season, and I know that. They're 3 games clear of the 7 seed in the West. And you know why that's important, because you're a big sports fan, because you're watching and listening to the show. And this is a show for big sports fans and casual sports fans alike, but I'm guessing you're probably a big sports fan. And you know the reason for that is because they'd be in the play-in, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's a chance, if Jokic is out for an extended period of time, and he comes back, that we could get, not will, but could. I want to get this on everybody's radar. We could have, this is not an exaggeration, and I'll preface this by saying, this is not hyperbole. This is not said for dramatic effect. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say, and then ask yourself if I'm right or not. We could get a first-round playoff series of Denver and Oklahoma City. And if that happens, it's the greatest first-round playoff matchup in the history of sports. Not just the NBA, it's the greatest first-round matchup ever. And I know we started the show talking about Rams-Eagles being a badass matchup on wildcard weekend in the NFL. This dwarfs that. It just does. Jokic against Oklahoma City. It'd be the greatest first-round matchup ever in any sport. If we get it. So again, we'll wait for official word on Jokic. If he's just able to come back and play in the next game, which I doubt, but if he is, great. Business as usual. Denver's going to be a top three, top four seed in the West. I don't think they can beat OKC, but they did take him to 7 last year. If he's out for some period of time, but not the season, I think the Nuggets will not be great, but can tread water and will still make the playoffs, maybe in the play-in. And then we might get Denver OKC, Denver San Antonio, Denver Houston in round one, which is crazy to think about. And if he's done for the year, forget about it. Cross the Denver Nuggets off the list. a depressing thing to think about if you're a fan of the NBA, if you had Jokic to win MVP, if you have the Nuggets to win the title or win the West, those bets would unfortunately be D-E-D dead and D-U-N done. You better you bet with Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports on this Tuesday. Hit me up on socials at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. We'll turn our attention to one other story in the NBA in a moment here. But I want to serve our listeners and viewers in the YouTube chat. I guess they're just viewers in the YouTube chat. How about our friend Reed Phillips Rad, who writes in on YouTube, the Orange Tabby Cats. Sounds like a story to read my baby girl, my little girl Colette. Quote, there are two orange cats. That is a good line and is way better to think about it in those terms than these cats fighting with other cats in my backyard. And then our friend Brian Van Gorder's mustache writes, Bill Zimmerman is the real MVP. Is that like Bill Zimmerman's burner? Thanks to Brian Van Gorder, thanks to Reed Phillips Rad, and everybody tuning into the show. YouTube, Twitch, Nesson, SiriusXM, radio stations nationwide, Odyssey app, Westwood One Sports app. Just quickly here, the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, and I'll be very quick because I want to make sure I do college basketball for a few minutes here. The Cleveland Cavaliers last night beat the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio, 113-101, and only got 10 points from Donovan Mitchell in doing so. And the Cavaliers are 18-16, right? And they were the favorite in the East coming into the year along with my Knicks. And the Cavs have been very disappointing this year. Only two games over 500. But they've been quietly getting back into gear since they got Darius Garland back. Now, they blew a 17-point lead to my Knicks at the Garden on Christmas, losing that game, and then lost in Houston over the weekend. No shame in that. Two of the best teams in the league. The Cavs right now are plus 550 to win the Eastern Conference at BetMGM. The same odds as the Celtics. I think the Cavs are way better than the Celtics right now. The Pistons and my Knicks. I do think the Knicks, my Knicks, will ultimately win the Eastern Conference and then probably lose the finals to the Thunder. But if you want to bet the best price right now, it's Cleveland. Jared Allen was a beast last night. Garland's back. Mitchell's been good this year. At price, the Cavs are the best bet on the board. And I don't think we collectively, as NBA fans and NBA bettors, should be sleeping anymore this season on the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I've promised everybody that we would do a little college hoops on the show today. There is a story. There's just so much going on in sports. And there will be a show tomorrow and Thursday. I'm off the next couple days. And just candidly, we could pull the curtain back sometimes. You know, this would be an instance where we'd probably punt this story and do a lot on it tomorrow, but I'm not doing the show tomorrow. So I want to make sure I'm back on Friday for a football Friday. But I don't want to wait till Friday to do this. So we'll do a couple minutes on it now. So the story sweeping the college basketball world, and that is not hyperbole. And I think this is going to be a big deal in sports, period, as we go into the new year. The Baylor Bears and head coach Scott Drew signed James Nagy. So that what a sentence, what a weird place college athletics is in. Baylor has signed James Nagy to their roster. You might not know who James Nagy is. He was the 31st overall pick in the 2023 NBA draft and played in Europe prior to being drafted. This what I'm about to say, I swear I am not making, you can look this up. James Nagy was in the Karl Anthony Towns trade that brought Karl Anthony Towns to New York and sent Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to Minnesota. He was in the trade. His draft rights were sent to the Knicks in the Karl Anthony Towns trade. Baylor head coach Scott Drew said Najee's going to play this weekend, probably going to play when Baylor opens up Big 12 conference play at TCU this Saturday. He was drafted in the NBA 2 years ago and was in the Karl Anthony Towns trade. He's going to play college basketball this Saturday. Does anyone think this is insane? Do you know who thinks it's insane? Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo, who's friends with Baylor head coach Scott Drew. Take a listen to what Tom Izzo had to say about this.
You know, they want to talk about coaches can do what they want. They said, I'm still talking strictly, not for the program, for the kid. So I asked Cohen, would you be okay if I went and got Miles, brought him back, and I sat you? I mean, you laugh, but that's what we're doing. Somebody's sitting. Somebody's not playing. You know? I just don't think that's fair for the players.
Now, Tom Izzo is kind of like the moral arbiter of college basketball, and I don't even say that in an insulting way. He wants to build a team the right way and have guys in the locker room together for years together. I understand it from Tom Izzo's perspective. I get it. And Izzo's not the only one that's criticized Scott Drew. John Calipari did as well, which is rich. It just really is. It's rich for John Calipari to do that. Now, Tyler in our show chats writes that Tom Izzo's upset that he didn't do this with James Nagy. I actually don't think that's true. John Calipari is definitely upset that he didn't do it, though. Now, Scott Drew told Matt Norlander of CBS Sports, and it's a great job by my old coworker, Matt Norlander, talking to Scott Drew about this. What Scott Drew said is, it's like, it's legal for us to do this. It's like if you had the opportunity to shoot a five-point shot in college basketball or the NBA, like, of course you'd do it. Like, it's within the rules to do this. And there's a big picture convo to be had about, like, regulation needed in the NCAA, and does the NCAA need a real commissioner to oversee this? Because it's like the Wild West. It's ridiculous. I'm, like, less interested in that part of the conversation. And I'm not saying it's not a valuable conversation. I'm just, like, not terribly interested in it. It does open the door to some weird things potentially happening. Like, I don't know, like, what's next? Like, Carmelo Anthony's going to sign at Syracuse to play with the Sun? Perry Ellis comes back to Kansas for a 19th season? I mean, it's like, where does it end? Kevin Pitsnoggle and Mike Gansey return to West Virginia? Like, where does this end? Like, when does it stop? I'm not going to lie and tell you, our audience, our listeners and viewers, that this makes me angry. It doesn't. It doesn't really impact my life at all. And I know there's probably like a moral quandary here, which Tom Izzo kind of alluded to. I'm kind of happy that the kids are getting paid. I don't really care. But I understand the people that do. And as this season drags on, you are probably going to see more of this happen. And it's going to be a shock to the system when it happens in a time period where we don't have the NFL regular season winding down and college football playoff games to talk about in sports. As when we get into March and the end of February, this stuff is going to take center stage. It's going to be a huge story in 2026. So just get ready for it. Again, a guy that got drafted in the NBA 2 years ago and was in the Karl Anthony Towns trade last year is probably going to play for Baylor this Saturday against TCU. Tom Izzo can be mad. John Calipari can be mad. Maybe you, our listener, and you, our viewer, maybe you're mad as well. My take on the whole thing? Don't hate the player. Hate the game. We'll take a quick break. And because this is my last show of the year of our Lord 2025, we've got some audio here. We're going to have some fun in the next segment. We are going to give you, as a crew, our favorite moments from the calendar year in sports 2020. Very much look forward to that. We'll also talk about why Falcons Saints has got way more juice than you ever thought it would in week 18. You Better You Bet rolls on, presented by BetMGM, right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bets for tonight will close the show in a little bit, and I'll reiterate my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. The crew will join me momentarily. Our favorite sports stories of 2025, supported by sound, because, you know, still an audio medium. But just want to circle back to what we talked about at the start of the show, the Rams' Monday Night Football loss to the Falcons in Atlanta. Matthew Stafford lost MVP to Drake May in that game, provided the Patriots take care of business this weekend, which I think they will, against the Miami Dolphins. Drake May, a huge favorite now for NFL MVP. Matthew Stafford had every opportunity to get it done, including a throw to Xavier Smith on the final drive that would have won the game for the Rams if Stafford put the ball on the money. Smith was wide open, so a costly loss for the Rams. They may have to go on the road to Philadelphia on wild card weekend, which is a nightmare scenario for Eagles fans, Rams fans, bettors of either team. And Matthew Stafford probably, I'll say like close to definitely, cost himself most valuable player last night with a dud in primetime in Week 17. I still think the Rams and the Eagles are the two best teams in the conference, but they're probably going to play on wild card weekends if the betting market holds and the Bears win as a favorite against the Lions and the Eagles beat the Commanders and the Niners beat the Seahawks. That's what's favored to happen per the betting markets. We will get Eagles-Rams on wild card weekends, which makes me, as an Eagles bettor, very, very nervous. And if you're a Rams bettor or a Rams fan, you should be very, very nervous. Got into the Falcons as well and why they should not keep Raheem Morris or general manager Terry Fontenot, and why the big question for Atlanta moving into the offseason is Michael Penix Jr., hashtag the guy at quarterback. I thought he was going to be. Candidly, even I'm not so sure now. Objectively, the Falcons were better this year with Kirk Cousins at quarterback than Michael Penix Jr. That's not where you want to be if you're a fan of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the Falcons host the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite in that game as the Falcons look to close the year on a 4-game win streak. The Saints look to close the year on a 5-game win streak. If Atlanta wins that game, and we talked about this yesterday, the result on Saturday night in the NFC South doesn't matter. So Carolina is at Tampa, and Tampa's a 2.5-point favorite. And if Carolina wins, they are NFC South champions. We thought if the Bucs won, they would win the NFC South. But because of tiebreaker scenarios and how this is all going to work out, if Atlanta beats New Orleans on Sunday, Carolina wins the NFC South no matter what. So again, Tampa could win 100-0 on Saturday. And if Atlanta beats New Orleans, the Panthers still win the division. So that Falcons-Saints game, which like 2 weeks ago couldn't have less juice, now all of a sudden, Atlanta on a 3-game win streak, New Orleans on a 4-game win streak, and the balance of the NFC South hanging there. Oh, baby. Going to be absolutely awesome for maybe the most underrated rivalry in all of sports, the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. We have breaking news here on Nikola Jokic per Sham Sharania of ESPN. And it is good news for the Denver Nuggets. I will read the tweet verbatim from Sham Sharania, who is the NBA insider for ESPN. Nikola Jokic has been diagnosed with a hyperextension in his left knee and will miss at least 4 weeks. An immense sigh of relief as tests show the 3-time NBA MVP's knee ligaments are intact. So look, best case scenario is Jokic misses no time, but we knew that wasn't going to be the case with the way David Adelman, we played you the sound earlier, the way David Adelman sounded post-game last night. This is best case scenario for the Denver Nuggets. Like, at least 4 weeks probably means 2 months, because they'll probably reevaluate him after a month, and that'll probably be more time. You can't mess around with Jokic. He's the best player in the league. He's the best player in the world. This is going to be like 6 to 8 weeks. I'm guessing. I'm not a doctor, but we're all sports fans. We all know how this goes, right? So I'm guessing he'll probably be out until March. Like through the All-Star break, certainly, for Nikola Jokic. Maybe back around like NCAA tournament time. And while this is a huge blow to the Nuggets in 25-26, it's not a death blow. Now, Denver, and I'm going to bring the standings up right now. Denver is currently 3 games out of the play-in. And it's early, but 3 games out of the play-in in the Western Conference. And they are, let's see, 8.5 games out of the 11 seed, which is currently held by Utah, which would leave them on the outside looking out of the playoffs. So Denver still has a cushion here. They still have a cushion for when Jokic comes back. They can't be like the worst team in the league while he's out. But the good news is, I don't expect them to be. Like, Jamal Murray's still there. He's an absolute stud. You have a center in Valanciunas that can play. You have a pretty good head coach in David Adelman. And remember what we talked about, you know, that the Nuggets had more depth. And look, like, they're not fully healthy yet. They're going to be in a tough spot. They're on a big East Coast road trip right now. It's going to be tough sledding for the Nuggets. But if Jokic is only going to be out, let's call it 4 to 8 weeks, maybe a little longer, maybe a little on the short end of that, we'll see. This is not a death blow for the Denver Nuggets. And what this does do is bring one of the scenarios that I talked about earlier this hour into play, where we are now very much in the zone. Unless, like, Jokic comes back and they rip off a million wins heading into the playoffs, they get the 6 seed, whatever, right? Where you can get Denver versus OKC, Denver versus San Antonio, Denver versus Houston in round one, if the Nuggets are in the play. And just unbelievable heavyweight duels, battles, if that's what it's going to be. Now, betting-wise, what this does, obviously, like, Jokic is not going to win MVP. And he's having maybe the best season of what's been a legendary career. So we take Jokic off the board for NFL most valuable, NBA most valuable player. And I'm just bringing up the odds here. Market is down at BetMGM, which I think makes sense with this Jokic. So Jokic is not going to win MVP. I'm guessing all the Nuggets markets are down. So Denver actually remains right now the second choice to win the title, which I think is interesting. I don't know if I would have them there at this point. I think I might actually have the Spurs or the Rockets second behind Denver. It obviously helps Oklahoma City, unless they got to play in the first round. So a lot still to be figured out. But the headline here, as we kind of, we'll see how things shake out over the course of the next month, 2 months in the NBA, Nikola Jokic is not out for the season. Hyperextension of his left knee, will miss at least 4 weeks. Absolute best case scenario for the Denver Nuggets and for Nikola Jokic and for anyone that's got any money on the Denver Nuggets to achieve anything of significance this season in the National Basketball Association. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, presented by BetMGM. So we'll have to do this really quickly, guys. This is my last show of the year. Chris Mack, return of. We love Chris Mack. He'll be doing the show tomorrow on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm back on Friday, and then we'll be with you moving forward, obviously, in 2026. So given that it's my last show, I wanted to, as a crew, talk about our favorite sports moments of the year, have some audio for it, and also as a means of introducing you, our listeners, you, our viewers, to our crew. If you've never heard them, you didn't listen to the old show. So because we don't have a lot of time to really delve into it, I'm actually going to pass the baton. It'll be Bill Zimmerman, then Tyler Morales, then Kenny Henderson, then Mike Brown. Guys, take it away. Set up your favorite sports moments of the year, and then let's play the corresponding audio. First up, our EP, Bill Zimmerman.
All right, I'm going to jump in because I had only been on the show a few months in January, and it takes a lot for Super Bowl week when you're down at Radio Row to knock the NFL off the headlines. But that's what happened on that Monday, thanks to Nico Harrison trading Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers. That was a stunner. Everyone thought Shams had been hacked because it came through at like 1 a.m. East Coast time, basically the day before the Super Bowl week started. That one was unbelievable to me. As a content guy, Nick, as you know, being in this business and you want great content, that was great content. So for me, that was a huge story. But for me, on a personal note, and Kenny, I'll cue you up for this one. This erased a lot of trauma. One play against the Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. Kenny, fired up.
Ah, the fake. Williams looking downfield. Watching downfield. Going for it. It is caught.
way, that was Caleb Williams revenging the 2013 Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb, Chris Conte blown coverage. Bears lose the division. That basically won the Bears the division. That erased a lot of demons, Nick. I love that. That's the happiest I've been watching a Bears regular season game in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if it erases the Packers are still going to make the playoffs. But I understand where you're coming from. Also, your microphone sounds terrible. And great job with the guests. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. That's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Next up is our tactical director, Tyler Morales, who has just informed us, I'm going to lose my patience a little bit here. Love our crew. Tyler, you knew that we were going to do video on the show today and we were going to bring you on. Why is your setup not good enough to come on video?
Well, when you're producing a fine sports betting program, you got to do a lot of stuff here behind the scenes. So my setup is not as it is right now. Usually I have four computers around me. There's a lot going on here. So I think for the audience, they don't want to see my face right now. I think that's good for everybody else.
Is that because do you still have the growth on your lip from earlier this football season, or is that gone?
Nope, that's all gone. We look great right now. The face looks great. Just that I look like a mess, and I have multiple computers surrounding me as I do this fine program.
That's because Tyler is dedicated to the cause. We love our friend Tyler Morales. Tyler, what was the best sports moment in the year of our Lord 2025?
So, yes, I was going to give a real answer, Rory McIlroy's dramatic Masters win. It was a great moment. I mean, I'm not a big Rory fan. I actually lost money on the event, but I just thought that was one of the more dramatic tournaments I've ever seen. But then I was like, I'm going to pivot to maybe the one event, the one moment that captivated America, and that was Shedeur Sanders sliding in the NFL draft. And we got a piece of brilliant sound from Mel Kiper sounding off that kind of swept the online. So, Kenny, let's play some Shedeur Sanders Mel Kiper sound from the NFL draft.
I think it's disgusting. I don't understand what the heck's going on with this. Fifth player on my board. It's never happened before in 47 years where a player that high has dropped this far into the fourth round. A quarterback that's sitting there in round four with other quarterbacks being taken who aren't as good as Shedeur, aren't even close.
Now, you might ask yourself, was that ESPN draft analyst Mel Kiper talking about immigration issues in our country? Somali fraud in Minneapolis? Or Shedeur Sanders dropping in the NFL draft? Mel. We love Mel Kiper. Much respect to Mel Kiper. Mel needs to get a grip. We had a lot of fun with that, Tyler, when it happened back in the NFL draft in April. Next up is our new engineer on the show, the great Kenny Henderson, who is just for... Because I think even our older listeners and viewers, obviously Jake had been with us for a long time. We love our friend Jake Hassan. I'll say this about Kenny. Number one, great jawline, which you're about to see as he'll join us on video. Number two, Kenny is a 99th percentile sport, loves sports. Kenny, your favorite sports moment, please, of 2025.
Yeah, and I'm a huge college basketball fan, too. I'm also a huge NFL fan, but besides that, college basketball will be my second favorite. And because of that, I'm going to choose the Florida-Houston game, the final, just because it's funny, because I did bet on Houston, and I think it's funny that Emmanuel Sharpe just, did not shoot the ball or at least try to draw a foul or anything like that. And this is a story I can tell forever because I lost money on Houston. I was just sitting up all night thinking about what's going on in Emmanuel Sharpe's head right now. That thinking, I was a basketball player back in the day. I would have at least tried to draw the foul because when the guy's up in the air, you got to get that shot off somehow. And he just dropped the ball. We'll listen to Ian Eagle's brain short circuit here on this call.
National championship is in the balance. 13 seconds left. Florida leads it by two.
Uzan got to go.
Uzan. Give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharpe.
He walked, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. Well, and I mean this. I'm very happy to have Kenny on the show. Kenny,
I was amazed. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was amazed with Walter Clayton.
Thank you.
That's all I'll say. That's why I was my favorite.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you. Please. I would like to not hear from Kenny until 2026. And I'll explain why in a second. Now, Kenny's up at the ass crack of dawn, right? Because the show is early now. And Kenny's in Chicago. So he's an hour early. Kenny's apologizing in the chat. Kenny, you will learn that this is all for show content. No one's actually mad. But I will get mad performatively here at you, even though I love you. Kenny's texting us cuts early in the morning. He's pulling sound. The problem with what Kenny just did is... We all collectively as a show we all lost money. We all had Houston against Florida. And prior to that, we all had Duke against Houston. So Kenny is just reopening old wounds for all of us on the show. There's nothing funny about any of it. Was it a great moment in sports? It was. Was it funny? I don't know if I'd go that far. Kenny, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Also, I kind of got my Tuesday off on. Maybe it won't be the best rest of my day after having to hear that sound. Thanks to Kenny. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to Bill. And thanks to you, our audience, you, our listeners, you, our viewers, for sticking with us throughout all of 2025, and especially on our new platform and our new time slot here on Westwood One Sports. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we will close the show, and I will close my 2025 year here on You Better You Bet with bets for tonight in the world of sports. And I'm going to have a bet on the birthday boy, LeBron James, 41 years old. I got a bet on the Lakers-Pistons game. We'll reiterate my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals, and we'll be joined by our pal Pat Boyle from BetMGM tonight, all coming up next here, December 30th. Westwood One Sports, You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up entirely of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, you will receive extra winnings. No better time to do this than the present. College football playoff quarterfinals about to start. Week 18 in the National Football League. NFL playoffs on nigh. NBA, college basketball in full swing. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com and make it legendary. Have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show today. Danny Parkins, First Things First, Fox Sports 1, and pro sports bettor Joey Knish. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Kenny Henderson. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. And we still haven't figured out a title for our friend Dan Turner. I think I want to call him the consigliere, like Mike Brown's consigliere. Our friend Dan Turner. Thank you very much to our entire crew here on You Better You Bet. Just want to, one last thing on the NBA, and then we'll have a guest joining us here for Crosstalk. The Nuggets are currently down a number of starters, as like Shams and a bunch of other people are tweeting on social media. I know Aaron Gordon's out, Christian Brown's out. Murray's the only starter available to them right now. They are going to get players back over the course of this span. So as I mentioned, and I just want to clean this up, they're going to be up against it on this East Coast road trip. I do think they're going to be able to tread water, though, like in 2026, until Nikola Jokic does, in fact, come back. Joining us right now, one of the hosts of BetMGM Tonight. Yesterday, we welcomed Brad Evans to the program. Today, Brad's newly minted co-host, fellow New Yorker, one of my favorites, The great Pat Boyle, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern, weeknights here on Westwood One Sports. BetMGM tonight along with Brad Evans. Pat joins us here. Pat, happy new year, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, happy new year to you, brother. This is a new journey for all of us. I'm excited to be on it with you. Excited to be on the same lineup as you now officially. And, you know, can't wait to kick some ass here.
Pat, give us, please, your favorite bet, either for tonight in sports or for the college football playoff in like 30 seconds.
Favorite one, I think, is Georgia. I just think, look, for Ole Miss, it's a cute little story, right? Lane Kiffin leaves, rah-rah, can get you over the line and blow out Tulane. This is a whole other animal they're about to face. With this Bulldogs defense that has gotten better and better and better as the year has gone on, holding Texas, Bama, Georgia Tech, all the 10 points or less, I think Ole Miss is going to struggle to move the football without Lane Kiffin's brilliance. We can hate him all we want, right? We can call him an SOB and a JO and you know what, all we want all day long. The guy's a genius. He's an offensive genius. Solving this Georgia defense is going to be a big problem for the Rebels. So I think the Bulldogs will be able to do enough offensively, but it's that defense that I think is going to cause a massive headache for the Rebels. And I love the Bulldogs. As long as it stays under 7, even if it got to 7, I mean, I think they win it by double digits. So I like Georgia.
Pat, have a great show tonight on BetMGM tonight, and we will catch up with you in 2026.
All right, Nick. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I managed the clock poorly here. This was like my Herm Edwards moment. My apologies to Pat Boyle there. We have some serious breaking news in the world of sports. I'll quickly do the bets at the end of the show. New England Patriots star receiver Stephon Diggs facing serious criminal charges per Boston 25 News. Diggs is charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges, stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd, a day after the Patriots beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. ESPN's Adam Schefter and NFL Media's Ian Rappaport have this news and are tweeting it now. And I'm just going to see if we have anything new here. The Patriots have released a statement that they're aware of the accusations. Stephon has informed the organization that he denies the allegations and that they support Stephon Diggs. Innocent until proven guilty. I don't know how this is going to play out. The show's about to end, but I wanted to get that news in there. The Patriots, obviously, and hopefully everyone's okay, in this real life situation, from a sports perspective, if the Patriots want to get to the Super Bowl, they've got to have Stephon Diggs. So this is going to matter quite a bit, and this will be a story to follow moving forward on the day-to-day. John Lund's coming up next on Westwood One Sports. Boyle and Evans will talk about it tonight as well. Very quickly with the bets, just to reiterate, college football playoff. Miami +9.5. Oregon on the money line against Texas Tech. I want to lay 6.5 with Indiana against Alabama. I like the under in Ole Miss, Georgia, and Ole Miss at 7 or better. Give me the Pistons on the money line tonight in Los Angeles to spoil LeBron James' 41st birthday. And give me Louisville laying it on the road at Cal in college hoops. Cal's 12-1, but hasn't played anyone yet this season. I will see all of you in the year of our Lord 2026. Until then, I am Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.